Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 26, A Description of the Hellish Planets, Part 2. Shukadeva Goswami takes us to hell. My dear Lord, are the hellish regions outside the universe, within the covering of the universe, or in different places on this planet? My dear King Parikshit, all the hellish planets are situated in the intermediate space between the three worlds and the Garbhodaka ocean. They lie on the southern side of the universe, beneath Bhumandala, and slightly above the water of the Garbhodaka ocean. Pitri Loka is also located in this region between the Garbhodaka ocean and the lower planetary systems. All the residents of Pitri Loka, headed by Agnishvata, meditate in great samadhi on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always wish their families well. The king of the Pittas is Yamaraj, the very powerful son of the sun god. Yamaraj resides in Pitri Loka along with his personal assistants, and while abiding by the rules and regulations set down by the Supreme Lord, Yamaraj has his agents, known as the Yamadutas, bring all these sinful men to him immediately upon their death. After bringing them within his jurisdiction, Yamaraj properly judges them according to their specific sinful activities and sends them to one of the many hellish planets for suitable punishments. Some authorities say that there is a total of 21 hellish planets, and others say there are 28. My dear King Parikshit, I shall outline all of them according to their names, forms, and symptoms. Tamisra, Andha Tamisra, Raurava, Maharaurava, Kumbhipaka, Kalasutra, Asipatravana, Sukaramukha, Andhakupa, Krimibhojana, Sangdangsha, Taptasurmi, Vadrakantaka Kshalmali, Vaitarini, Puyoda, Pranaroda, Vishasana, Lala Bhaksha, Sarameyadana, Avichi, Akhyapana, Sharakardama, Rakshoganabhojana, Shulaparota, Dandashuka, Avata Nirodana, Paryavartana, and Suchi Mukha. So these are the names of the different hells, and all these planets are meant for punishing the living entities. Tamisra. My dear King, a person who appropriates another's legitimate wife, children, or money is arrested at the time of death by the fierce Yamadutas, who bind him with the rope of time and forcibly throw him into the hellish planet known as Tamisra. On this very dark planet, that sinful man is chastised by the Yamadutas, who beat and rebuke him. He is starved and is given no water to drink. Thus, the wrathful assistance of Yamaraj caused that man severe suffering, and sometimes he faints from their chastisement. Andha Tamisra. The destination of a person who slyly cheats another man and enjoys his wife and children is the hell known as Andha Tamisra. There, his condition is exactly like that of a tree being chopped at its roots. Even before reaching Andha Tamisra, that sinful living being is subjected to various extreme miseries. These afflictions are so severe that one loses one's intelligence and sight. It is for this reason that learned sages call this hell Andhatamisra. Raurava. The person who accepts the body as the self works hard day and night for money just to maintain one's own body and the bodies of one's wife and children. And while working to maintain oneself and one's family, one may commit violence against other living entities. Such a person is forced to give up the body and one's family at the time of death, when one suffers the reaction for one's envy of other creatures. One is thrown into the hell called Raurava. In this life, an envious person commits violent acts against many living entities. Therefore, after death, when one is taken to hell by Yamaraj, those living entities who were hurt by him appear as animals called Rurus, just to inflict very severe pain upon one. Learned scholars call this hell Raurava. Not generally seen in this world, the Ruru is more envious than a snake. Maharaurava. Punishment in this hell is compulsory for a person who maintains one's own body by hurting others. In this hell, Ruru animals, known as Kravyada, torment one and eat one's flesh. Kumbhipaka. For the maintenance of their bodies and the satisfaction of their tongues, cruel persons cook poor animals and birds alive. Such persons are condemned even by man-eaters. So in their next lives, they are carried by the Yamadutas to the hell known as Kumbhipaka, where they are cooked in boiling oil. Kala Sutra. The killer of a Brahmana is put into the hell known as Kala Sutra, which has a circumference of 80,000 miles and which is made entirely of copper. Heated from below by fire and from above by a scorching sun, the copper surface of this planet is extremely hot. Thus, the murderer of a Brahmana suffers from being burned both internally and externally. Internally, one is burning with hunger and thirst, and externally, one is burning from the scorching heat of the sun and the fire beneath the copper surface. Therefore, one sometimes lies down, sometimes sits, sometimes stands up, and sometimes runs here and there. And one must suffer in this way for as many thousands of years as there are hairs on the body of an animal. Asipatravana. If a person deviates from the path of the Vedas in the absence of an emergency, the servants of Yamaraj put one into the hell called Asipatravana, where they beat him with whips. And when one runs hither and thither, fleeing from the extreme pain, on all sides he runs into palm trees with leaves like sharpened swords, thus injured all over one's body and fainting at every step. The person cries out, "Oh, what shall I do now? How shall I be saved?" This is how one suffers who deviates from the accepted religious principles. Sukaramukha. In one's next life, a sinful king or governmental representative who punishes an innocent person or who inflicts corporal punishment upon a Brahmana is taken by the Yamadutas to the hell named Sukaramukha, where the most powerful assistants of Yamaraj crush one exactly as one crushes sugarcane to squeeze out juice. The sinful living entity cries very pitiably and faints, just like an innocent man undergoing punishment. This is the result of punishing a faultless person. Andhakupa. By the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, low-grade living beings, like bugs and mosquitoes, suck the blood of human beings and other animals. Such insignificant creatures are unaware that their bites are painful to the human being. However, first-class human beings, such as Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, are developed in consciousness, and therefore they certainly know how painful it is to be killed. So, the human being endowed with knowledge certainly commits sin if one kills or torments insignificant creatures who have no such discrimination. The Supreme Lord punishes such a person by putting one into the hell known as Andhakupa, where one is attacked by all the birds and beasts, reptiles, mosquitoes, lice, worms, flies, and any other creatures he tormented during one's life. They attack one from all sides, robbing one of the pleasure of sleep. Unable to take rest, one constantly wanders about in darkness. Thus, in Andhakupa, one's suffering is just like that of a creature in the lower species. Krimi Bhojana. A person is considered no better than a crow if, after receiving some food, does not divide it among guests, old men and children, but simply eats it oneself, or if one eats it without performing the five kinds of sacrifice. So after death, one is put into the most abominable hell, known as Krimi Bhojana. In that hell is a lake 100,000 yojanas, or 800,000 miles wide, and filled with worms. One becomes a worm in that lake, and feeds on the other worms there, who also feed upon one. So unless one atones for one's actions before death, such a sinful person remains in that hellish lake of Krimi Bhojana for as many years as there are yojanas in the width of that lake, which is 800,000 years. Sandangsha. My dear king, a person who in the absence of an emergency robs a brahmana, or indeed anyone else, of one's gems and gold, is put into the hell known as Sandangsha. There, one's skin is torn and separated by red-hot iron balls and tongs. In this way, one's entire body is cut to pieces. Taptasurmi. A man or woman who indulges in sexual intercourse with an unworthy member of the opposite sex is punished after death by the assistance of Yamaraj in the hell known as Taptasurmi. There, such men and women are beaten with whips. The man is forced to embrace a red-hot iron form of a woman, and the woman is forced to embrace a similar form of man. Such is the punishment for illicit sex. Vadrakantaka Shalmali. A person who indulges in sex indiscriminately, even with animals, is taken after death to the hell known as Vadrakantaka Shalmali. In this hell, there is a silk cotton tree full of thorns, which are as strong as thunderbolts. The agents of Yamaraj hang that sinful person on that tree and pull one down forcibly, so that the thorns very severely tear one's body. Vaitarani. The person who is born into a responsible family, such as that of a Kshatriya, a member of the royalty or a government servant, but who neglects to execute one's prescribed duties according to religious principles, and who thus becomes degraded, falls down at the time of death into the river of hell known as Vaitarani. This river, which is a moat surrounding hell, is full of ferocious aquatic animals. When a sinful person is thrown into this river, Vaitarani, those aquatic animals there immediately begin to eat the person. But because of one's extremely sinful life, one does not leave one's body. Instead, one constantly remembers one's sinful activities and suffers terribly in that river, which is full of stool, urine, pus, blood, hair, nails, bones, marrow, flesh, and fat. Puyoda. The shameless husbands of low-born Shudra women live exactly like animals, and therefore they have no good behavior, cleanliness, or regulated life. So after death, such persons are thrown into the hell known as Puyoda, where they are put into an ocean filled with pus, stool, urine, mucus, saliva, and similar nasty things. Shudras, who could not improve themselves, fall into that ocean and are forced to eat those disgusting things. Prana Rodha. If in this life one from the higher classes, such as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, and Vaishya, but is very fond of taking one's pet dogs, mules, or asses into the forest to hunt and kill animals unnecessarily, one is placed after death into the hell known as Prana Rodha. There, the assistants of Yamaraj make that person their targets and pierce him with arrows. Vishasana. That person who in this life is proud of one's eminent position and who heedlessly sacrifices animals simply for material prestige is put into the hell called Vishasana after death. There, the assistants of Yamaraj kill one after giving one unlimited pain. Lala Baksha. If a foolish member of the twice-born classes, Brahmana, Kshatriya, or Vaishya, forces his wife to drink his semen out of a lusty desire to keep her under control, one is put after death into the hell known as Lala Baksha. There, one is thrown into a flowing river of semen, which one is forced to drink. Sarame Yadana. In this world, some persons are professional plunderers who set fire to others' houses or administer poison to them. Also, members of the royalty or government officials sometimes plunder mercantile men by forcing them to pay income tax and by other methods. After death, such demons are put into the hell known as Asarameyadana. On that planet, there are 720 dogs with teeth as strong as thunderbolts. under the orders of the agents of Yamaraj, these dogs voraciously devour such sinful people. Avichimat. A person who in this life bears false witness or lies while transacting business or giving charity is severely punished after death by the agents of Yamaraj. Such a sinful person is taken to the top of a mountain 800 miles high and thrown headfirst into the hell known as Avichimat. And this hell has no shelter and is made of strong stone resembling the waves of water. There is no water there, however, and thus it is called Avichimat, waterless. Although that sinful person is repeatedly thrown from the mountain and one's body broken into tiny pieces, one still does not die, but continuously suffers chastisement. Ayahpana. Any brahmana or wife of a brahmana who drinks liquor is taken by the agents of Yamaraj to the hell known as Ayahpana. This hell also awaits any kshatriya, vaishya, or any person under a vow who in illusion drinks somarasa. In Ayahpana, the agents of Yamaraj stand on their chests and pour hot melted iron into their mouths. Kshara-kardam. A low-born and abominable person who in this life becomes falsely proud, thinking, I am great, and who thus fails to show proper respect to someone more elevated than oneself by either birth, austerity, education, behavior, caste, or spiritual order, is like a dead man even in this lifetime. And so, after death, one is thrown headfirst into the hell known as Kshara-kardama. There, one must suffer great tribulation at the hands of the agents of Yamaraj. There are men and women in this world who sacrifice human beings to Bhairava or Bhadrakali and then eat their victim's flesh. Those who perform such sacrifices are taken after death to the abode of Yamaraj, where their victims, having taken the form of rakshasas, cut them to pieces with sharpened swords. Just as in this world, man-eaters drink their victims' blood, dancing and singing in jubilation, these victims now enjoy drinking the blood of the sacrificers and celebrating in the same way. Shula Prokta. In this life, some people give shelter to animals and birds who come to them for protection in the village or forest. And after making them believe that they will be protected, such people pierce them with lances or threads and play with them like toys, thus giving them great pain. So after death, such people are brought by the assistance of Yamaraj to the hell known as Shula Prota, where their bodies are pierced with sharp needle-like lances. They suffer from hunger and thirst, and sharp-beaked birds, such as vultures and herons, come at them from all sides to tear at their bodies. Tortured and suffering, they can then remember the sinful activities they committed in the past. Dandashuka. There are those in this life who are like envious serpents, always angry and giving pain to other living entities. They fall after death into the hell known as the Nashuka. My dear King Parikshit, in this hell there are serpents with 5 or even 7 hoods, and these serpents eat such sinful persons just as snakes eat mice. Avata Nirodhana. Those who in this life confine other living entities in dark wells, granaries, or mountain caves are put after death into the hell known as Avata Nirodhana. There, they themselves are pushed into dark wells where poisonous fumes and smoke suffocate them, and they suffer very severely. Paryavartana. The householder who receives guests or visitors with cruel glances as if to burn them to ashes is put into the hell called Paryavartana, where one is gazed at by hard-eyed vultures, herons, crows, and similar birds who suddenly swoop down and pluck out one's eyes with great force. Suchi Mukha. In this world or in this life, one who is very proud of one's wealth always thinks, "I am so rich. Why, who can equal me?" Thus, one's vision is twisted and is always afraid that someone will take away his wealth. Indeed, one even suspects his superiors. His face and heart dry up at the very thought of losing the wealth. And therefore, such a person always looks like a wretched fiend. Such a person is not in any way able to obtain actual happiness and does not know what it is to be free from anxiety. Because of the many sinful things one does to earn money, augment one's wealth, and protect it, one is thus put into the hell called Suchi Mukha, where the officials of Yamaraj punish this sinful person by stitching thread throughout one's entire body like weavers manufacturing cloth. Krishna, 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 hey. 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 Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Mam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Mam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahi Mam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Krishnaya.